The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, best-selling author and health expert Jordan Rubin reveals the health benefits from natural remedies found in God's creation.
And I was told by a medical professional and then another one that you have terminal cancer and you're going to die if you don't do it this way. I did it God's way. I never looked back. They say 5 years is a cancer cure. This is 12 years, and best of all, I've brought people with me.
I want to welcome you to Life Today, because this is all about life. Everybody here, our executive vice president here, executive producer, all these people that are just tech, that we don't have any audience because we got to keep our distance. And we actually moved Jordan Rubin back just a little bit. You know, be sure it's a little sick. We really went a little beyond 6 feet, so you got to be careful. But here's the deal. This is about health. This is the most, you know, he came here with a maker's diet, you know, more than a decade ago. He came back to help on a wellness journey. But, boy, it's been a while since he's been here. And he's been to hell and back in some ways, because he's had to fight something nobody wants to fight. But because of the fight, he's able to help a lot of people win. Natural remedies. In the back of this book, this is amazing. Every one of the products, natural products, is listed, and where you find what it does, the page, and listen, this is unlike any book. It's just magnificent. It's not only, everything is just laid out where you can read about how things work. Here's one on weight gain and obesity and essential oils, cinnamon, grapefruit, ginger, black pepper. My goodness. All the different oils that work. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. We want to give you this. We've been through hell with this pandemic. The whole world has been. And yet we've got a body that God has said is his temple. And we need to take care of it. We haven't done a good job. We've hurt the temple of God. But now then we realize, okay, we can actually, Betty, we're now going toward our late 70s. I mean, we've been here a long time, you know, we're on our way for a century. And we want to be strong. Because we want to point people to the healer and to the answer, and that's what we're doing. Well, man, we're learning, and I'm excited about it. And Jordan Rubin's come back to bless us, even though, like I said, he's been to hell and back. But he's also had some really great things happen when he came out on the other side of hell with the challenges. But also something's happened in the family. I mean, tell us about the children. Jordan Rubin is here. We're just at all, everybody's standing and clapping all over the place. Jordan, we're just so glad to see you. What's happened with the family's growth?
Yes, well, when I was here last time, my wife and I had one amazing son, Joshua. And since, we've added 5 adopted children from age 7 to 22. And when we entered that amazing fraternity that you know well of bringing a child into our home, the good news is there's no biological clock there. So people say, are you done? And we say, we've never turned one down yet. So the Lord's brought us some amazing kids. And it's been a challenge. But what I can tell you is understanding natural health and how we're able to help people physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. There's not a day, there's not an hour that goes by where I'm not using a natural remedy that we write about in this book for a boo-boo, for a headache, for a sniffle, especially today. My little one, she says, Dad, how do I avoid the virus? People are sick. And I say, well, you need to take this, or I'll put it. We have an essential oil diffuser where we are constantly putting lavender and frankincense and grapefruit, and we clean our surfaces with lemon oil, which is antimicrobial. We use clove oil for tooth pain. I mean, it list goes on and on. So we're extremely blessed to have tools to raise these children to be world changers, because every one of them have trauma, whether it was in the womb, knowing what it's like to be unwanted, whether it was being raised by someone who didn't properly have the tools to care for them. So every one of our children has struggles, and we have been able to work through them by God's grace and His provision, which is part of the natural remedies He's given for all of us.
You know, if this audience could be here, which we're guarding the studio, I think that'll change when they'll be back. But they would have interrupted what you were saying with applause for your love for the children who've been challenged. And I mentioned you've been to hell and back, and it wasn't because you got a house full of kids that can make sometimes life seem like hell. But the point is you've had a disease that most people never want to hear. Tell us about it.
Well, a year after our last program, I was on a one-year tour in a 45-foot bus like you'd travel to do concerts. I was doing seminars, ministering in churches, doing book signings, and recording a TV program for Christian television. And during this time, the middle of it, we'd already been to 150 cities, I started to experience some pain, and I thought it was a hernia. We were about to tape a program with professional athletes. I was going to get involved and pretend I could hang with them. I was all excited, but I was being held back. And I ended up going to a physician, told him I thought I had a hernia. He agreed, but he said, you may want to have a little exploration when they fix that hernia. And I remember being wheeled out from the hernia surgery, and my mom was there, and I didn't remember her coming to the hospital. This was kind of a minor thing, and the doctor said, you have cancer. Now, mind you, I had written a book on cancer the year before. I'd helped people with cancer, coached them, and my world was rocked. But I thought, well, perhaps it was a surgery that removed whatever was there, and it's kind of a long story how this occurred, but I went to the oncology appointment with my wife, and the doctor laid this out, and I said, I believe God's going to heal me naturally and supernaturally. I'm not going to go the conventional route. And he looked me and my wife in the face and said, if you don't do conventional treatments, there is a 100% chance you will be dead in 3 months. Mm-hmm. Not 98, not 50. And instead of just wailing or shrinking down, the doctor left the room to go get some paperwork, and I told my wife to stand at the door, and I got on my face, and I quoted something that I have probably a dozen times before, Job chapter 1, verse 21, and I said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I did that because Job, and his reaction to losing everything was to get on his face and say, you are God, and I don't understand this, but I'm going to give you glory, and whatever happens, it's in your hand. And I'll never forget that. I call it Job's prayer, and I've done it, as I said, about a dozen times when insurmountable odds, the sucker punch, the life gets sucked out of you. You don't know what else to do, and you just go to your knees. And I then began a 40-day journey in physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional wellness. I put everyone and everything out of my life that represented anything contrary to God's word. And I stopped praying, Lord, if it's your will to heal me, and started saying, Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. I had a great team at my company at the time, and I sat them down. Some were believers, some weren't. And I said, here's what I'm going through. And they freaked out. And I said, God has healed me. He's going to manifest it. They didn't understand the words, but I started praying, and I put together a compilation of scriptures that I prayed 3 times a day to put the devil on notice and give God the offering to heal me. I disconnected from work, spent 12 to 14 hours a day with the right foods and detoxification protocols. I forgave everyone I needed to and asked for forgiveness for those that I needed to. I dealt with past memories. It was a comprehensive program, and I had joy and peace and faith 97% of the time. I was very convicted to be followed by physicians. I got regular blood work done, scans at the same radiology center, because I wanted this to be a documented miracle. And when I would get a phone call from the lab director, I would look at my cell phone, and every time my hand would shake. It was like I was walking on water until that call came. And I could list so many instances that I probably had more joy than someone who had a huge house and had everything. And here I was facing a death sentence, but I determined, I chose life. I didn't understand a lot about what happens and what could happen, but I knew one thing, that God had a plan for me, and I continued to confess what I believed and what I wanted to happen. We're so quick to talk about what we don't want to happen. We talk about our disease more than our healer. We talk about our challenges more than our victory. And I just decided I'm going to set all that aside and I'm going to move forward with God. One thing that I did that I'm so excited to share with your partners and viewers, in this Natural Remedies book, the Lord gave me this, I'll call it a body therapy, and I call it By His Wounds. And we take essential oils that you could buy in any store. These are herbs and spices. And it requires another person to be with you because the power of human touch is amazing. Someone you love, and you put drops of oil on all of the places where Jesus was pierced or where he was wounded. You end with 39 strokes on the back, 40 lashes minus one, while you play worship music. And I'm getting chills. I did this 40 consecutive days, had somebody do this for me for hours. And I fought. And I told only a small group of people because I was already an author, already, you know, had a company and an audience, but I couldn't even handle the weightiness of people's prayers. When people wanted to wish me well, or when people were concerned about, well, are you sure you should do this? And are you sure you shouldn't do that? We had just adopted two children. They were 3 months old. I had a three-year-old at the time, and I was told by a medical professional and then another one that you have terminal cancer and you're going to die if you don't do it this way. I did it God's way. I never looked back. They say 5 years is a cancer cure. This is 12 years, and best of all, I've brought people with me. There's a man that I met a year later, introduced by a good friend of ours, John and Lisa Bavira, pastor in California, who was 50% chance of dying, had a massive church in California, young man, wanted to see God's purposes in his life. He followed the program, and now today, some years later, he's healthier than he was when he was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that I don't understand, James and Betty, and I was talking to Bruce backstage. I've held a good friend in my arms doing CPR while he breathed his last breath, while his newborn first child was 3 days away from being born. I don't understand it, and I never will in this life. But what I do know is, as long as I'm breathing and as long as someone watching has a will to live, there's hope. And this Natural Remedies book is really a combination of physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional healing, whether you're dealing with toenail fungus or multiple sclerosis. There is hope. But beyond the Natural Remedies, the giver of life, he desires for us to live our fullest. And I don't know how many days that is, but I'm going to go kicking and screaming until it's time. And I want to be standing like Moses at 120 years of age with my eyes bright and my strength still within me. I want to be like Caleb at 85. I'm 45 now. This is pretty cool. So I quote this every morning. I will be stronger at 85 years of age than when I was at 45, because that's what Caleb said when he went to conquer 40 years. So I said, I'm going to be the strongest I've ever been at 45 to set the bar high for 85. It's possible, and everyone wants it. It's time to take hold of it. I had my back against the wall. Not everyone watching does. Maybe there's a small challenge. Maybe your child has ADD or autism. There's hope, and there's healing. And it starts with the healer.
I want to just say thanks. I need to talk to you a minute. He's not giving you a perfect formula. He's not giving you the guaranteed cure. He's talking about the perfect person. He's talking about the power and the person we trust. Not a formula, not a practice. He's giving you things that he did that were in themselves even a testimony by the oils on the wounds. But it was a trust that, you know, by his stripes, his wounds were healed. He just simply said, in my journey, the Lord took me here. And we lost a daughter to cancer, never knew anybody that believed God more than she did. I couldn't help but find myself thinking, I wish she could have heard this. I wish she could have known it. And I really do. But she's looking down right now, if my daughter could shout something to all of us, she'd say, "Mom and Dad, tell them don't miss this. I'm seeing my little grandbaby girls, and I'm rejoicing forever." But listen to Jesus, not Jordan or James or Betty, and just know there are things that God does use to heal us. And I'm just telling you, I don't know what you're going through, but boy, this guy's been through it. I mean, we've been through suffering. Betty and I know what it is to have a broken heart and to fight challenges and help people fight them. But I am telling you right now, if I could just pull you up, I would want you to hear what Jordan heard. I'm going to get God's arms around me, and I'm going to walk it out, and I'm not going to put people down if they go a different journey. And if this doesn't end the way I want, please don't put me down, because I'm lifting him up. That's all he's doing. That's what the natural, God-given, supernatural remedies from the natural. I mean, God works in our natural bodies supernatural things. All the things we do at Life Outreach to get God's loving arms around people that are overlooked and cast aside, which we're doing now. We're reaching out and we're rescuing and restoring the people who've been hurt so bad. Jordan, I just love you. Father, I just thank you for this man. God, I didn't know he'd adopted 5 kids. We adopted a son, but Lord, we've adopted millions of people all over the world who never had a chance. We're trying to adopt a bunch of little girls and children that have been trafficked right now. And we're able to do it because of our viewers. You told me that. Go home and tell. And God, thank you for the viewers of life who've put your arms around the broken, who've helped heal the sick, who've believed the truth, who want you to heal our land, our lives, our relationships. So do it. Thank you for Jordan. Thank you for what we've heard. Get your arms around everybody watching in Jesus' name. I can't help but believe that you sense the presence of God right there where you are. I just really believe with all my heart. And I want God to do a deep work in your life. I hope that you'll get the natural remedies. Jordan, if our audience was here, they'd be standing and shouting, "Thanks be to God for your testimony." I'm praying that what happened to you will happen to hundreds and even thousands, if not millions of people watching. Your whole life changed. Betty, we're going to reach out and get arms around the most precious people right now that are hurt so bad. I want you to look in right now, knowing this, you are the perfect, miraculous stream of healing, perfect healing for the crisis situation you see. You really are. You watch knowing this. I'm the miracle somebody needs, hopes for, even prays for. You are. Watch.
Innocence. Vulnerability. For the human trafficker, these are the telltale signs they look for when stalking a victim. In the circles of human trafficking, it's an open secret that the most profitable targets are children who will not be missed when they're gone.
Well, many times, you know, you see young people, especially young girls, sometimes they are with an older gentleman. And many of these girls come from homes where there's a lot of domestic abuse and there is absolutely no love. So they're escaping from their own homes.
Sapana did not realize she would be trafficked into sexual slavery once she crossed the Nepal-India border. But thankfully, our mission team at the border checkpoint also knew the telltale signs for which to look, and they intercepted her before the traffickers. While her story is still being written, as long as there's a demand for human trafficking, there will be evil predators ready to exploit girls like Sapana. And all it takes for evil to succeed is for good men and women to do nothing.
Betty, that girl, is a $1 million baby to the predators.
Yeah.
In other words, we'll take her and use her. God have mercy. Those mission workers that our viewers keep, everywhere those people are picked up or can be taken captive, they head them off. And then once they get in, we reach them, rescue them, and start the restoration. Our viewers have been part of a miracle.
Yeah. I'm so grateful that that beautiful young girl was saved before. It would be like heading toward a cliff that you didn't know was there. And she thought she was going towards something good, but it was evil. But God stopped it. And praise God that with, there's so many more precious children out there, we need to stop before they fall off of that cliff, not knowing what's ahead of them, not knowing the abuse and the cruelty that they could face when they got to wherever they were taking them. Won't you please join us and let's stop them before they fall off. Let's stop them before the predators get to them and just devour their precious little lives. Please, won't you join with us and do this?
Now, they're marketing those precious little ones. God in heaven, set them free. Your love right now saves so many girls just like Sapana. Would you please go and get your bank card and say, I'm going to use this like a check. If you want to write a check, you'll make it to life because that's what you're giving. But I want you to go online right now, please. Be the answer to prayer. Or dial the number and say, here's my gift, and put it on that bank card like a check. $128 in those third world areas where we're rescuing is the average it takes to reach, to rescue, and to restore one of those that's been trapped. The workers in place there heading those off. All of that rescue averages $128 per person. Because our viewers, like you, saw the need, several of them stepped up years ago and said, you can count on us. We'll match every time you start helping. That means what you give right now will be doubled. If it's $128 to rescue one, to reach them, rescue, and restore, now it'll rescue two. Can you give $128? Please do. 64, double, reaches one. I challenge all of our viewers who can, and I thank God. So many of you have been blessed by God who can. Many of you are in the 50, 60 and older, 70 and older, and you've got the ability. $1,280 rescues 10. Now it'll be 20. Because it's doubled. Whatever you can do, please get that card, make the gift God puts on your heart. We're going to send you Jordan Rubin's book. He and other medical and scientific, biological thinkers who love God and love you all joined together to put this incredible natural remedies presentation together. We want to send you gifts to bless you. But you are giving the gift of life. You're giving freedom. Please, right now, get the card. Make the best gift you can, knowing it's going to be doubled. Thank you so much for doing it.
Human trafficking is one of the world's darkest sources of criminal activity and money. As a result, children and young people are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators into a never-ending nightmare. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at the risk of being trafficked, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives, giving them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be double to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated and essential book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation. A valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Jesus My Refuge Journal and Pen Set, filled with scriptures reminding you of God's covering in times of need. You'll also be reminded to pray for those seeking refuge from the horrors of human trafficking. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
As you've seen today, the world of human trafficking is dark and it's evil. And it breaks my heart knowing that there's boys and girls in various places of the world, and at this very moment, they're being abused and they're being forced into slavery. God hears their cries. He is the father to the fatherless. He is the defender of the weak. He is the defender of the poor and the oppressed. And so we pray that you will stand in the gap for these children. So please do what you can do. Call the number, go online and just make the best gift that you can. And you will be saving their lives and providing each one of these kids with a new life.
Honey, thank you for being with me for 57 years and even years before, but thank you for going to the ends of the earth to put God's arms around people, just like those we just talked about.
We've been blessed, and we've been able to bless others, and I'm grateful.
And so much because of them.
That's right.
And our guests, like Jordan Rubin. Can't believe it's been 13 years since you were here. And boy, you've been on quite a journey, and you've learned so much, and this is presented so incredibly. Jordan, we rejoice with you. I pray for those six kids.
I receive adopted. It.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And come back real soon. Think of some things you want to share about particular things that you just need our viewers to hear, and your whole journey was a blessing. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining us in the journey to put God's arms around the world. Get his arms around the world. He gave his son to redeem. Let's do it until we see him in person. God bless you, and thanks for watching.
When God allows pain in your life, more often than not, it's a promotion.
Author and speaker Lisa Harper, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.